Dear Annabelle, I can't believe I'm actually writing to tell you this, but oh, I don't even know where to begin. Okay, well, I'll begin at the beginning, I guess. But,
it's finally happened. I'm finally getting married. Oh my god. Me! I'm getting married! Oh, can you believe it? Oh, well, what can I say?
He's the most amazing man you could ever hope to meet. I mean, really. Before I get to all that, where did we meet? Well, we didn't meet anywhere, in fact. We met through Pen Pal Club. Yes, I got lonely, I felt lonely, so I decided to join Pen Pal Club.
It's so fun! I can't believe people don't write more letters.
Far more fun writing a letter. Okay, typing a letter. But you know what my handwriting's like. If you want to be able to read it, you'd need a massive translator of some kind. But anyway, so I'm typing the letter and, it's just incredible. Fun. I suggest you join it. You should join it. You used to like writing letters. Anyway, so this is where I met him. Oh, he's a lovely man. He really is. He's been married before. 7 times, in fact. I know. Crazy, huh? It's really crazy. 7 times he's been married. But, you know, like he says in his letters, he just hasn't met the right woman yet. He's waiting for the right woman. And, well, he says now he's found her. Me! I'm the right woman. So, we were writing to each other for a bit. Letters going back and forth. He wants to know what I'm doing there and then. And, he's very inquisitive. He wants to know all these questions, which, really, I can't type them here. They make me blush. It made me blush, and I was reading them. I said, pretty soon I couldn't wait to get his letters. They were amazing, thrilled me, every single one. So anyway, we decided to keep writing before we actually decided to meet. When we did meet, it was incredible. It was very intimate, very amazing. I mean, when I say intimate, I don't mean intimate. I just mean it was quite close and nice, and we just held hands. That was all, but not too long. Well, alright, we didn't so much as hold hands as a quick touch of the hand, but that was all, and that was enough. And he wrote me back letters telling me I had the most amazing eyes I'd ever seen, and how he'd love to keep my eyes. It was so sweet. He'd love to keep my eyes there so he could look at them every day. Love to keep my hair, and I said scalp, but yeah, love to keep the scalp on my hair, which I thought was a little strange, but that just goes to show how much he wanted to keep pieces of me close to him, close to his heart, was what he said. He'd like to keep my heart close to his heart, which I thought was very sweet and very touching. So this is how we'd meet and keep in contact via letters. Every so often I'd visit him, and it just kind of grew from there, really. It's been wonderful ever since. I mean, some might call it a whirlwind romance, but I don't know. I just think he's amazing. Alright, I suppose there are 7 wives to consider, but then who hasn't got a past, eh? I don't know, 7 wives, I mean, it's not such a big deal. He's never had any children, though. I asked him why. He just said that he was never with his wives long enough to have children. So, I guess it's sensible or something. I don't know. Anyhow, so, we're going to be getting married. In fact, we're going to be getting married next week. And I cannot wait. So, it's a very quick wedding. And we'll only be married for an hour. Unfortunately, he's on death row and his sentence will come up after that hour. Oh well, you win some, you lose some.